लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals, today with another actor. And I would love to do this episode in German because he lived already in Germany, but we agreed that we cannot speak 1 hour in German. It's a bit too much for him. So I can say hello to him in German. And
ein schönes Gruß nach Michelle. Grüß Gott von Bayern, aus Bayern.
Ich sage auch Grüß Gott zu Michael J. Gwynn, ex-Bayern. He lived in Bavaria, but now he's back in the US. He's back in this California vertical art space. So that's the reason why we are talking here. So hello, Michael Gwynn. Welcome to my podcast.
Thank you, Michaela. I hope I'm mispronouncing your name correctly.
You want to know how many of your colleagues all pronounced it wrong, nearly everyone.
I noted that on some of the previous ones. So I spent all night studying. And we have the bond, the Michael and Michelle.
Yeah, the Michael. Danny Farber asked me if he can call me just simply Mick. Our name is multicultural. It works everywhere.
Меня зовут Michael in Russian.
Yeah, and also in all the Scandinavian countries. We are multicultural, so we spoke about you need an Oscar or any award, so your name is fit for the award.
There you go. I have to use the J in my name because there was an English actor named Michael Gwynn.
Oh, so okay.
Not being pretentious, I have to separate myself from him, Michael J. Gwynn.
Did the Michael Gwynn from England already have an Oscar?
I wish. No, he did some comedy shows.
Oh, that's nice.
And a bunch of horror movies. But he has a decent IMDb.
No verticals?
Long before vertical was even a glimmer in someone's eye.
Okay.
he's late 60s, 70s era.
Oh, okay. Okay. Maybe he has roots to you. Who knows?
Perhaps, vielleicht, es ist eine Möglichkeit.
Yeah, truly. When did you connect to this vertical space?
Originally started acting up in the San Francisco Bay Area in the 2018. Yeah. We're living there during the pandemic and decided to move down to Southern California around 2022 or
yeah,
2020,
okay.
Early 2023. And then was doing whatever, wherever, however. So I was Mr. Yes. Hey, you want to stand here and do this? Yes, you want to do that? And then I got some background in the verticals probably about a year and a half ago. And I didn't realize that a lot of time in verticals, at least for me, here's a line. Make sure you say this, and you're going to say this, and you're going to improvise this as background. And then I started from there, and then having more lines. I've had lines where I, or roles where I was just a few liner, and they switched me to like 2 pages of dialogue on the day of the set.
So you moved from the background step by step more to the front.
And now I'm doing, for the most part, strong supporting roles. I just came off of a 9 days on set project.
Okay.
I just got shot as a mafia father and leader. I have a lot of good stories. I'm usually the patriarch father.
The wisely man with a lot of experience in life.
And sometimes I'm just the mean old dad that likes to slap his daughter and everybody else who gets in the way.
Yeah. You know, to be honest, what do you like more? Being bit of villain one or being always the super nice, cute one?
I like being the nice guy because a lot of times with those you have a serious dialogue session. Like I'll have a talk with my son or my daughter or my daughter-in-law, and those are the performance ones. A lot of times when you're the bad guy, you just keep yelling at people and you slap them down,
Only
and
scream.
everybody's terrible, which is good to have. Good, great to have. If anybody's listening and casting,
Yeah,
I love those.
I think
But I love
it's
the
the
acting part.
mixture, isn't it?
I had my first tearing scene a couple verticals ago, and I like that, but it was new ground for me. I had to learn how
Yeah.
to use the tear stick and stuff. And
How many verticals have you done so far since you started?
between 25 and 30, as we're
Oh,
speaking here.
that's a lot. That's a lot.
It's all relative. You talk to people and you're like, oh, I have a lot. And then they're like, oh, I have 50, I have 80.
Yeah,
Because
but
it
to be
depends if you're a
honest,
day player or background or.
yeah, if you're saying 1.5 year, I think it's not so less. 31, as you said, when you step more and more in the front and with more and more lines and stuff like that, I
Yeah, well,
think it
Vipia
could be
Hobby.
worse.
Yeah, exactly. And when you ask what's the number is, ich sag nie genug.
Yeah, okay,
Never enough.
but that's kind in a lot of jobs like that. More is always better, but less could always be worse. So,
And sometimes the people with less have been in leading roles
yeah.
for 10 or 15. So it's respect to everybody in the game. We're all part of the process, from the front of the camera to the back of the camera. Everybody has to work together to get a project done.
Did you also some horizontal stuff before you stepped into the vertical space?
Absolutely, and I still do. I've done commercials. I have a film that was supposedly coming out for this Christmas, but it seemed like it's going to get postponed coming to theaters. And it's great to do one day you're on set and you're doing the vertical, and the next day you're on a commercial set. And then other short films I've done in the San Francisco Bay Area. I was working my way up the food chain there for horizontal or regular
Yeah.
films.
And when you did your first vertical one, it was a bit more paced, I'm assumed, like the commercial and horizontal stuff. What were your thoughts after your first vertical shooting? Were you aware what a vertical is at this moment, or was it kind of, who, okay, hadn't expected that way, but kind of nice, I want to do it again?
It was a little surprising. Like you said, I had to have the explanation of the verticals when literally the camera is turned sideways. And of course, in my first one, I did have lines coming in as a background, not realizing that I had lines, and then I had some improv that I had to do on set. One of the first, not the first, but one of the first ones, I was a doctor and I had a tell the actress that her mother needed a grave procedure, and I did the regular social distancing, and this was my true intro to being in a vertical. And then they were like, okay, you got to get closer, and basically by the time I told her mother was needing an operation, it was very expensive. I was whispering it in her ear because they needed that. It was
So
a two
close.
shot.
Okay. But what attracts you to vertical?
Just the number of them and how fast they move. There's just a wide variety of stories. Now, some of them seem to be repetitious, and the millionaire werewolf who's fell in love with the janitor, whatever. So there is
kind of Cinderella stories.
But you can never guess what's going to happen next, so to speak. So I love the variants. It's great to work with these. And now my tail, so to speak, my acting tail is getting a little longer. So as I'm doing these projects, we're running into the same people again. As yeah. I said, we had a cute thing. Cosette. I can't think of what her last name is.
Cosette Hatch.
Probably. We were.
I only know one Cosette as a vertical actor. I think it's Cosette Hatch. You mean
red hair?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was her. We were doing a scene together, and we both knew that we worked together, but we weren't sure. And I wind up. I was the mafia father, and I got shot, and she was over me. Okay. And she gives 110% into what she does. And she was doing the hyperventilating. She, you know, tried to save me, whatever. We were trying to figure out before how we knew each other. And then I was like, oh, I delivered a baby from an actress and she was hyperventilating. And then everybody left and I had to give her water. She's like, that was me. So
it's kind of freaking out. In one show, you were the doctor who delivered the baby, and in the next one, you were dying mafia one.
And she was trying to save me, so it goes around.
As I said, you see every minimum twice in a life.
And I'm a stoicism. Do you know about stoicism and stoics?
Yes.
In life, you can never walk through the same river twice.
Yeah.
So it may be the river, but it's changed. She's different. I'm different. There's new actions that we're doing. So
yeah, and I think when you are doing a lot or many verticals, you get more and more experience learning by doing stuff. So when you meet again, maybe after, let's say, 15 verticals, I think everyone has improved in this vertical acting, because in 2023, everyone was kind of new in this area. Also, the whole production team. I spoke to many directors, also to script supervisor, intimacy coordinator, so the people behind the cameras. And there were a lot saying in the first one, we didn't know what we are doing. We did it. But if you ask me how we did it, I don't know. And now, as you said, they're working together with some actors the second, the third time. They know what's okay for intimacy scenes, what not. They always get to know each other more and more. And I think that's good for verticals to improve also the quality.
Absolutely. And they're getting better behind and in front of the camera.
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. I would love to see better stories that they are also improving in the near future.
They're going outside of the normal channels. If you want to see one, write one type thing. If you want to see something, write it. And there's production companies that are looking out there for those. And I think actors and people associated with watching them have a great advantage, because not a writer just can't come in and say, I'm going to write a vertical. You have to know kind of how it goes and how it flows on that. So if you have an idea you want to work on, let me know. I've written a few screenplays, but never a vertical.
You only have to write my life down. My life is the best vertical script ever.
I hope it's a Cinderella story.
No, I haven't found the billionaire yet. That's the shit thing of the story. But I had an urgent need of brain surgery with memory loss, got cheated in that time, and had last year an urgent needed heart surgery. So I'm totally in this vertical shit, but with my real life. But as I said, I haven't found the hidden billionaire yet.
Maybe you're the hidden billionaire that someone else is looking for. Well,
I
I
don't
mean,
know.
all
When
you
you
have to do
ask
is
my
write that
bank
down in some
account,
plot
I'm not the
lines.
hidden billionaire.
But that would be the twist of the story that the, here's your $1 million plot right here, that the pretty actress goes through her whole life trying to find a billionaire because she doesn't feel like she has it, and she always wants to find, and it turns out that she's the billionaire, and then all the and then she'll have
I'm
her
the
pick of
You
all the
want to say
guys.
I'm the long lost heiress of something and I will inherit billions of
Or
euros or
you
what?
could be the successful business person. Look what you're doing. Look what you're doing, kid. This could hit a nerve, and some vertical app or more can pick you up and say, you're our gal. And next thing you
Okay.
know, you're.
Okay, the thing is, I also published a cookbook as in Business Informatics once. So, I can be
Less for a
the
cookbook. What type of cooking, overall or
German.
baking or?
No,
Of course,
cooking.
naturally.
German meals. No, I did.
Spätzle,
Nee,
Wurst,
I hate Spätzle. Spätzle is the
Schnitzel.
typical. Oh, yes, but not in the book. No, the thing is, I was invited. No, I have to tell you a bit. Before my brain surgery, I hated cooking, really. I was not good in it. And when I was working all over the world in this in informatic projects, it was not needed that I cook. After the brain surgery, I have to took a long break. And then I started cooking, and I improved so good that I was invited to a few TV shows here in Germany to cook there for Michelin chefs. And I won a few TV shows in cooking, and there we have to improve all the recipes in this show. You only saw the ingredients, and then you have to improve your menu you are cooking for this star chefs. And I was asked so many times, what is the recipe? And I said, I don't have a recipe. I had to improvise in the show. And after a few shows, I decided, okay, I will do my own cookbook with some behind the scenes stuffs from these TV shows with pictures and the stories behind this shootings and stuff like that, and with these recipes from these TV shows. And that was the reason why I started writing a cookbook, and that's why I published a cookbook.
And is it available on Amazon or
Yeah,
some of the other to
but
do
it's in
that?
German.
Oh, okay. I have a book in English on Amazon also then.
Yeah, the thing is, no, that's a funny part of life. Life can always change and you don't know. So, as I said, my life would fit perfectly for a vertical one. Really. So
I just gave you the
perfectly.
$1 million plot line, and all you got to do is plug all those crazy things in.
Yeah, maybe. We will
I think
see.
it's good to for everybody to have, unfortunately, a life scare, with life or death, and you get to appreciate things more, and you get to try
Absolutely.
things that you're putting off
Yeah.
doing. So, sorry to hear, but in a way, I'm glad to hear that you're here.
That's it. I'm still alive. My dad said to me, Michaela, listen, God didn't want you. So stop trying. Okay.
Is it noch nicht, nick, knock? Nick, not
Noch
yet.
nicht. Noch nicht.
Noch nicht. Entschuldigung. Immer
Ist in
schlechter
Ordnung.
Deutsch.
Yeah, okay, to be honest, are you trying to speak German or to write anymore? I think
No, I use it
it's
when I can. I try to, and I always speak that damn Bavarian German.
That's
Dang
not
Gruska.
Bavarian, I think, is a really nice dialect. It's the same like the Swabian one. We in the
It
south,
is.
we have really nice dialect. I also love the Austrian dialect. It's
It's
more,
softer.
yeah.
Dürchen.
And I love this dialect one because it's so original. It's so cozy, homely,
When
as you want to
I
say it.
actually lived there, at the end, towards my end of my stay, I really had the dialect down to the point where people would say, "What part of Bavaria are you from?"
So, when you lived in Bavaria, have you been to the Oktoberfest? Because I have never been to the Oktoberfest in my whole life.
All right, we'll pick you up on the way. We'll head out there one of these. And the big thing with the Oktoberfest is, what month is it in? It's not in October. It's usually
September.
in September.
Mostly it's the last week in September and the first in October. It's this year
So you
it
know where
was till
Stuttgart is?
yeah, it's not far from here.
Yeah, that's where I wound up one of the days coming back from the Oktoberfest, trying to get to Nuremberg. I learned the most, or I didn't learn, but I have since learned the most important word in German,
Yeah.
umsteigen.
Yeah,
We
that's
took
true.
the train, but it's totally real story. We took the train going to Nuremberg,
Yeah.
couple stations, it stopped, and it stopped for 20 minutes. We just said we're on the train to Nuremberg, and no, and we were supposed to get off in Umsteig there,
Yeah.
and we wound up early in the morning on in the downtown Stuttgart train station, and I had to be on guard duty at like 8 o'clock in the morning, so I had to wake up one of my good friends and see how much of a good friend he was.
So, have you ever been in Stuttgart to the Cannstatter Wasen also?
Nine. That was unfortunately my only visit. The train station's beautiful.
No, the train station doesn't exist anymore. They're big rebuilding it since, I
Oh,
think,
okay.
6 or 7 years with they are burning a lot of money actually there. Yeah. But so when you lived in Germany, did you visit the nice Christmas markets? Because
Aber
a
Dankeberg in
lot.
Nuremberg gibt eines am besten.
Christkindlesmarkt.
Yep, and with the I'm not a big what's Lebkuchen? That
Lebkuchen
was not
with E.
a big thing for me, the gingerbread.
No.
But they all oh, that was everything in Nuremberg, and I was an outcast for not liking it. But the Glühwein, the
Yeah,
heated wine, now we're
I don't
talking.
drink alcohol, so mulled wine
I
is
don't
not my stuff.
The one in Nuremberg was definitely, if you haven't been to it, that's one to hit for yourself.
Yeah, and when you got back to the US, was it kind of cultural shock?
Always, either way, as you come to the US, to Europe and Germany
Yeah,
and Germany
yeah.
back to the US, it wasn't anything that, I didn't like, but there was always, wow, this place does it better than the other place. And some things America did it better. If you
Yeah.
wanted something on Sunday or a holiday, you could go get it on a Sunday or a holiday in America. In Germany,
Germany not.
everything was closed. It's probably changed since then.
No.
But I, oh, okay. I love the Germany on the main roads, they turn out the lights and the streetlights.
Yeah.
And you have the priority roads and the non-priority roads. And I know that our mentality in America could not handle that. We'd have crashes every night, 10 times a day. But I thought that was a great thing that Germany did on that.
Did you ever shoot any film, vertical stuff like that in Europe?
No, not yet, but definitely ready, willing, and available. Trying to. I just checked in with the Tuscany Film Office to see what they're doing and be in touch with those. Luca has the place where I'll be have a place has a film festival, and that's pretty well attended there. So lots of film festivals that I've seen and been around, but have never had the opportunity to actually shoot something in Europe.
Have you shot a vertical somewhere else than in LA?
Noch nicht,
Noch
nicht noch.
nicht. Nein,
Noch
noch
nicht.
nicht.
I forgot my Bavarian. Thank you. Noch nicht. Not yet.
Okay.
Always looking. I worked before for a Chinese tech company, so I've been to Beijing and I've been to China. I speak very few words of it, but I would love to. A lot of people go back and forth to do it in China, and there's some in Italy and some in England and Canada. So,
Istanbul is
Istanbul, I hear
popping,
this. Yes.
and Lithuania is in
Oh,
Europe.
okay.
Lithuania, Istanbul, Great Britain, and Italy is already for vertical shootings. And I think it's just my opinion. As I said, verticals are here in Europe not so big or not so common yet, but I think the European market will improve in the next 1 2 years. Totally. Totally. So I'm sure that there will be more and more shootings here in Europe because, for example, I spoke with Michael Vaccaro and he told me that, and also with Danny Farber, who directed already in Istanbul and in the UK, he told me that it's cheaper to fly the actors from the US over to shoot in Europe and give them a hotel and pay rate and food. It's cheaper to do that than shooting in LA because the shooting expenses in LA were so high at the moment that it's not so cheap anymore to shoot verticals in the US. So
And
I
some of the
think,
tax credits are happening now where they're trying to fix some of that.
So I think that there will be more and more shootings in vertical. For example, Danny Farber told me he was in Turkey for directing, and then Good Short got up to him, and they decide spontaneously to shoot the first vertical for Good Short in Turkey.
Oh.
Normally, the most verticals which were shot in Istanbul are for drama pops. And so lately, Good Short put the feed into the water in Europe. So, and to be honest, I don't know, do you watch verticals sometimes?
I have not watched them on a consistent basis. I see them. I see lots and lots of clips of them because most of my social media is following them. So I see lots of parts of them, but not tip to tail.
Okay. Now, because, for example, on Drama Pops, the verticals produced in Istanbul are so well produced, really great quality in producing and storyline, everything. And I asked Danny Farber, what's the difference shooting in Turkey and in the US, for example? And he told me that the crew in Turkey is bigger. And
Oh.
they are a bit better organized because of more people in the crew. And the crew and set life is more like a big family. After shooting on the day, they're going all together for dinner and stuff like that. So it's more, the atmosphere is kind of more familiar. And I think that's what a vertical needs. The other stuff is all so paced and so fast. So to keep the good quality, I think it's needed that everyone feels comfortable on set.
And that's, I think that's an evolving thing in the US verticals because there's so many plug and play characters that you don't always work with the same group again. And with some groups work great together. Some people work together, but it's not like a family thing. And if we can get there in the US, that would be great also. I think it'll reflect. The one thing I see as an opportunity that I think they're starting to do now is when a group does work well together and it's on a successful project, do a carry-on story, like a same project, but episode, a second version of the
A
project.
second part one, you mean?
Yeah, yes.
But right at the moment, there's only one platform who is doing more than one part, and that's Candy
Okay.
Jar. That's Candy Jar. Candy Jar has a lot of verticals with more than one part describing part one, part two, part three, stuff like that. And to be honest, for some stories, more than one part is needed, you know? Because if you're doing it in one vertical, it's so full in this, let's say, 60 episodes, so full packed that it's hard to watch. And if you have more than one part, it's totally fine needed. But I don't understand. For example, there were a lot of verticals in the on the big platforms with really shitty ending and cliffhangers, which scream for a part two, and they didn't do it. I don't understand why.
And the other major thing from the front of the camera side, I guess the back of the side, the camera also, is that every director and first AD and director of photography work differently. And yeah, it takes, on a 9-day project, it takes the second or third day to see where everything is, and the groove starts hitting where the actors are in tune with the crew, and it flows. So again, if you finally get that through a long project, that second project would be a lot easier because you know what to expect. There's certain things where directors don't like to do a lot of rehearsals, and it's like we're all professionals, go. And you're coming on scene and you're filming. Other ones want to do a walkthrough, an extensive walkthrough, and then a camera rehearsal to make sure all the shots are good. And then you come back and then you shoot it. So not everyone does the filming the same.
What is for you important on set?
I think it's just the teamwork aspect. I come from a sports background. Played football in high school, a little bit in college. I still play ice hockey. That's my only drug of preference besides verticals and acting. And I think a lot of times, if people want to be their own actor, especially the higher up the on the call sheet, the ones and twos. But then there's other times when the ones or twos are kind of put their hands around everybody and really want to make a good project, and they bring everybody together. And it's not just them performing; it's we're all working together on a project. And when the director is in tune with the, I mean, sometimes inter crew issues arise between a director and a DP because the director wants to go and the DP wants to get the perfect shot. And sometimes that's a problem. But when it's teamwork, and sometimes you do got to wait a few minutes so you get that perfect shot. But I've also been there where we spend 20, 25 minutes trying to fix a wrinkle in a carpet behind the steps, behind the actors, that you'll see for a fraction of a second if you see it at all. So
Yeah, I think
teamwork is the answer.
it's in a lot of branches of jobs. Teamwork makes the dream work. That's it. That's mostly what's needed. But I think, as you said, sometimes it's not so easy because when you're going on set and you don't maybe even know yet your co-star, and you have one actor told me it's really hard sometimes if you don't know or haven't worked yet with your co-star. And then you come on scene, on the second scene is directly an intimacy scene. That's
Or
really
the guy we
hard.
just I just saw one getting married on the
Yeah.
first scene, first
So,
day.
hello, what's your name? Hello, my name is this. Okay, let's get married. In
But
Germany,
that's the
we have a TV show called Married on First Sight.
Oh.
Yeah,
And is it a real like a
they meet.
reality show?
Yes, they marry in real. They are meeting blind date for the altar.
No thanks.
Really?
Yeah.
Totally.
And then they should have divorced in 30 days, is the follow-on show that they just pass from one to the other.
When they are married, they are going on a honeymoon, and I think 2 or 3 months later, or let's say 4 months, they all meet again, and then is the big question, do you want to get a divorce or not? But so stupid. It's like in a vertical. Hello, let's get married. As you see in some vertical stories, they don't know 5 minutes and then they get married. And then one of them goes apart for, let's say, 2 years, and then they come back and they don't even recognize each other. How stupid.
And that's why in a vertical sense, we all have to work together through the process,
Yeah, because
through that.
everyone's in the same boat in this ship. What you said you did a vertical, a mafia one. I assume you did also a werewolf one already.
I was an alpha on one and an omega on the other. which means the highest of the high and then the lowest of the low.
What came first, the alpha and then the omega? Have you a big fall
I
down?
guess they didn't
Oh.
like how alpha I was, so they made me the mega.
They demoted you.
That was one where I came into the wedding and I did my scene, and then they told me, "Oh, this lady over here was your ex-wife." I was like, "Well, nice to tell me
Okay.
that." So I had to do the scene, and then I had a big play to her, but they didn't really
Yeah.
tell me because I just got, dropped on scene, and I didn't know who all the characters were. And
So a
then,
mafia one, a werewolf one. Did you have you been in a vampire one?
have not been a vampire, have not been in a period piece yet.
Okay.
I've been from literally, it says the richest man in the world. So I've been a billionaire, but I've also been a butler bodyguard. And on, I don't know if Jennings,
Bauer, Bauer,
yes, I was his
or Brower,
bodyguard butler. Yeah, one of those.
Brower or Bauer?
There's not too many Jennings in the business, so
Yeah,
he's out there.
Jennings. Yeah, I know who you mean, but I'm not so good in Brower or Bauer. I think Bauer. I don't know. It
Oh,
doesn't
now I
matter.
have to. Now I have to. I'm paying attention to you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm really listening to you. But in that case, I was his bodyguard butler, and then on another project, he was my son, and we had some real good father-son talks on
So
that.
which role do you liked more?
Always the father-son, where it's not a crazy father. I like
Where the
those.
father is not the bad guy saying always, son, you have to do this and that and do this.
And I had one where I was the mean crazy father, and literally every time I saw my daughter, if I came into the scene or if she came into the scene, I had to hit her. And
That's stupid.
she was the nicest of all people, but that was my role,
Brower
and
by the
to
name.
do that.
Brower.
Oh, is it Brower? Okay.
Bro. But scenes like where you have to hit everyone, someone every time, isn't that annoying?
It's acting. As
Yeah.
I learned early in my career, somebody gave me a great. I had to do a part that wasn't socially acceptable, but it was part of the film. And somebody gave me the line of, somebody's got to play the stormtroopers. So you got to be the bad guy once in a while to do that. It's not the only thing. It's not something I like to think,
Yeah.
but I've also had I've had opportunities where I hit two people with one hit. I mean, I'm very proud of that. They have a good
Two
picture where I was.
people with one hint.
It was the one where I was Jennings' bodyguard, and the two people were coming at him, and I came over and I got them both with one hit. Very very proud of that one. I also.
I think in the mafia one or stuff like that, kind of violence is needed because of the storyline. But I don't like, for example, as an audience, the verticals where every 2 minutes someone gets slapped without a reason, only just be slapped. That's stupid.
And this is what I'm learning the more I'm in verticals, and I've had some more experienced actors, not necessarily older, but just more experience in the vertical space and acting. Let me know that I have control over that. I was paired up as a husband and wife, and the wife was kind of more frail and very much smaller than me. And I had a scene where I was supposed to smack her one, and I didn't feel it was right, so I went to the AD, who went to the director, who went to the customer
Client,
or
yeah.
the client. And I said, I think it's just being a bully for a giant guy to hit this one. And I said, what I'd like to do, and you always have a solution to if you're going to change something, is I just want to put my finger in her face so she has to still back up like that, but not hitting her. And it went up the chain and it got approved and we shot the set, no questions asked.
That's good. You know, for me it doesn't make sense when you see they are really hard slapping scenes even against kids. I hate that. I hate that. Really.
Yeah,
Or
that's.
lately there were a lot of verticals with kids who get in the sitting in a car cl or closed in a car where you see 30 minutes in the vertical how the kid is sweating and dehydrating and stuff like that. I was really
Just realize
shocked.
that that's Hollywood. They're probably not
Yeah.
sweating. They probably just had their third Coke of the
Yes,
day and they sprayed water on them.
but why do they have to show so many violence against kids? That's a no-go.
I'm not a fan of that, but the violence comes in because it evokes emotion. And that's for better or for worse. Even if you hate it, there's something there.
Yeah, but I started watching Verticals in 2023, really from the beginning, first one. And the first Verticals, really big hits. For example, Double Life of My Billionaire Husband, Breaking the Ice, stuff like that. With hundreds of millions of views. The violence was nearly not there in any
Oh,
of the
okay.
Verticals.
Yeah.
This whole so massive. And a lot of violence came up in the lately 6, 7, 8 months. The
Okay.
first verticals who were really big hit, no one can tell me that they were not successful because it was really big hit once. They totally came out without so many violence and stuff like that. And the stories were better. So lately there the big platforms like Real Short Drama Box, stuff like that, they publish so many shows per week. That the quantity has less quality, and that's not good at the moment. The quality gets less in the last, let's say, month.
Think like TVs, cars, and computers. The verticals are in that same. When TVs, cars, and computers first came out, there were a lot of companies doing TVs, cars, and computers, and then only a few survived. And they're going to be the ones that are doing them right. And if the market really wants, the slaps, then they'll tell them and they'll survive. And if somebody goes without it and they survive, then, so not
Yeah,
everybody in
but
the vertical
lately there
space will
will new
survive.
so many new platforms drop. Oh, holy moly. Roundabout. Yeah, I have at the moment 51 on my smartphone.
Oh, my Lord.
And I
And
know a
I've
lot
probably
of
worked
people
with about
with even more.
20. Is that true? Okay.
Yes. So, for me, it would be better if they're dropping in total per week, I don't know, 60 shows. You cannot even watch so many shows. So why not producing less quantity and more quality and invest in new and good storylines? You know what I mean? That's kind of
Wait till the I think the American studios are now going to start doing them, and the stories of them buying some of the apps also might change the whole things, or they may fall on their face because this is a special animal
Do you
that.
prefer from for a working for a special platform, or doesn't it matter to you?
I've worked with so many, and it's more the people than the platform, because sometimes the platforms obviously have more than one production team,
Yeah.
and I've worked with a number of them. I'm behind in some of my resumes behind my credits are behind. IMDb probably has the most current ones, but there's a lot that I have to put on my resume. And then looking at the things, I've really had lucky enough to work with a number of different apps. So not I'm not just
Focused.
one app.
Yeah. So, what type of roles would be challenging for you?
I have what I call my actor's bingo card,
Oh,
where I
Kirby
have.
Elwood has that too.
Okay, I
And
work with Kirby, so she stole it off of me.
she said on her bingo card is still missing a Christmas vertical. A pirate one, and what was the third one? I think a vampire one. No, a werewolf one. She never did a werewolf one. And I
to
was
people
like,
out there.
what? You've never did a werewolf run? She said, no, they are missing on my bingo card and no one hits them. So what's open on your bingo card?
But one of the ones that I wanted was taken off the board from a feature film. I have a military background. Went to the United States Military Academy at West Point, and I've never played an army officer, let alone a general.
No.
And just recently,
And you look so much alike. Like
they
one.
so it's off the board because I feature film. I played a Union general in a Civil War
Okay,
piece.
but if anyone would come up with a vertical in a
I've tried
military,
so many.
you wouldn't
There's
say no, I think.
no,
No.
absolutely.
Okay.
And then just kind of aircraft pilot. Like I thought that would be cool, and a ship's captain.
Yeah, I
Those
think
type of roles.
the ships are coming now.
Okay.
I could imagine really great for you a pirate one.
When you mentioned that, I had not seen too many of those, and I would love to do that. That
They
would
are
be really
now
cool.
shooting some pirate ones. They're
And
coming.
cowboy one is another one
Oh,
that I want
Western
to do.
one. I would love to see a Western, you know, kind of old Western with saloon style and sheriff ones and lasso and horses and oh, that would be so great
And
to see.
they have those towns here in California where literally the whole town is just made for filming. And I've been lucky enough to be involved with productions for that. The other major one is I play ice hockey, and I've tried to be an ice hockey coach, or I think I'm a little too old to be a player now, but
Yeah, but a coach.
there are some ice hockey verticals that have been out there. And I could be on the ice with them or whatever, and I
Yeah,
know
yeah.
the thing.
Huh, that would be great. And what type of character would be challenging for you? Playing a really weak person or a psychopathic person, or what kind of character is challenging for you?
I think I would go in like a politician, and a politician you could go either way.
Yeah.
So you could be, a great politician and friend of the people and great opportunity to help others. And then you
Yeah.
could be a politician where you're you're destroying things and
The
you're
villain politician.
doing bad things. I'm not going to mention any names.
No, but you know, a politician kind of psychopath with tricks and physical manipulation and stuff like that.
That's the you're, we're just a few plot points away from writing our own vertical there.
I see. I see. There are good story, a lot of good storylines out there. But to be honest, have you ever worked for Wiglu or Candy Jar?
I think Candy Jar sounds familiar. What was the first one?
Wiglu.
No, never on
Because
that one.
Wiglu, it's also not so big. Wiglu is the platform where, I don't know if you noticed it, for example, Adam Santa Cruz and Eric Gamet and stuff dropped their campus rival one. And on Wiglu, the great thing is the stories of the Wiglu verticals are mostly based on books. So they have more story background because they were off books.
Oh,
And
interesting.
the storylines of Wiglu verticals, for example, that's why I'm asking. So when you see something for Wiglu, everyone I talked to who shot for Wiglu was so happy about this shooting because it was so refreshing and great storylines always. And the production team is really nice. I spoke lately to a post-production team for Wiglu in Vietnam. And that was really interesting to talk to them.
How are you spelling that? Wie buchstabiert das bitte?
Vigelo.
Okay. Wie glück. Hab das
And
nicht gewusst.
they produced some verticals in Vietnam also. And that's why I spoke to a post-production team of them in Vietnam. It was really interesting. And they had really great storylines, and they are not dropping so many shows per week or month, but when they are dropping, they never disappoint
You're
in
well
the
done. Okay.
storylines. They are really great ones, really. And as I said, also Candy Jar with mostly part one, part two kind of stuff, and not the typical vertical trope in it. No, it's kind of refreshing to watch these shows because lately so many platforms drop kind of new shows, and sometimes it's I exactly the identical show only with a different cast, and they publish it nearly at the same time. And you, as the
I've heard
audience,
of
were
that.
sitting in front of your smartphone, so really? Really? They didn't even change the name of the character or stuff like that? Really? And I spoke, for example, to Jen Henry Richardson, and he said to me he had some auditions for roles. He had to say exactly the same one, and it was not so a short, typical sentence. It was really a long sentence, and it was
Oh.
exactly the same one for three verticals.
Oh, I have my vertical line is enough, and I think I say that in three or four on camera things where enough. I'm very, very well versed on that.
When you learn your lines, do you have a special trick to memorize the lines good?
Concurrent activity is one of the ones that I used that I was taught in an acting class where you read the lines while you're doing some basic activity. You're not cutting diamonds or writing letters. You're folding laundry or cleaning something. I will take a towel and just fold the towel while you're doing it. So what you're trying to do is get it put into your memory that it's not it's you can still do it because I love this is what verticals. You learn your lines and you have them down cold, and then you get on set and they try to do everything that they could possibly do to make you forget your lines, like you've never even looked at them. Come in, slap her, turn this way, and then go this way. Okay, you're going to drop this part of your line and say this, and we're going to add this part of the line. So you have to have them in your head so well that if they're changing them or they're asking you to do things, the other thing I use an app called Cold Read, and it plays back and reads the lines to you,
So
and
do
we'll
you have
go
to
over.
listen like an audiobook then, or what?
It's interactive, so when they say their line, I say my line,
Oh,
and it
it's like the
automatically
second
picks up.
part. So the
It
dialogue
goes
is
back to them.
complete, or what?
Yes.
Okay, I understand.
And then that same app, that Cold Read, you can play it where it just plays all the lines. And while I'm in the shower or getting dressed or in the car, it's like listening to a song. And you get the you learn a song by listening to it again and again and again.
That's for me, for example, the easiest way to learn lines. I did also some acting stuff here in Germany, and for me, it's the easiest way to learn stuff when I'm walking with my dogs outside in the forest and I'm listening to the dialogue like a
That's your
podcast.
concurrent activity. That's that. That's because you're doing something else besides that. But I'm telling you, for if there's any actors that are looking to do verticals, be prepared to just have them. So I had one where I was in the hospital bed, and I rehearsed it up and down. But guess what I didn't do? I didn't rehearse it in a hospital bed. And of course the bed was too small, and they had to keep finding the pillow adjustment. And I had three sons, and the three sons were there, and the nurse, and the light, and all that stuff. And okay, do your lines. And it was like I don't remember anything. But once you get into it and say it, the basis is there. So you have to really have it in your head and be ready to do something crazy. So what I've done is sometimes I'll practice something crazy, holding something above my head, or doing it sitting down or kneeling down or something, because that's what they're going to do to you.
So you did a lot of jobs in your life, different jobs, as you said, military, cybersecurity
Technology,
stuff,
business development
technology.
was most of them.
What is the thing that makes you loving acting? What taught you acting for life, for your life?
Well, I mean, if you want to go, if you want me to lay down on the couch and give you the Freudian answers or whatever,
No.
it's
I'm
well,
not
that's where
Sigmund Freud. No way.
nein, du bist ein. Sometimes a pipe is just a pipe, or a cigar is just a cigar, whatever the line is. I grew up and I learned my craft of being a comedic thing in the grade school, where the whole class gets to look at you and the teacher is annoyed, but I have everybody's attention. And I've done that, through grade school and high school and different things. And I enjoy being there with that. And it's just like playing hockey. Sometimes I have the puck and I have to do all the actions myself, but a lot of times I have to pass, I have to help the other guys, I have to help somebody else out. And that teamwork to get a production together, that's you can't beat that. Whether and I think you mentioned it, there's other things, teamwork in business, teamwork in a relationship, teamwork in a vertical or any production. That's my email is Synergius, MG for synergy, and synergy where's 1 + 1 = infinity. So the group's working together to get something that is worth more than all the sum of the individual parts. That's what really makes my day.
Yeah, but what makes teamwork in acting or in a production more attractive to you than in a technical job?
It's not the same thing every day.
Yeah, that's
So
true.
sometimes when you have products or services, you're doing the same dance to a different audience every day. And guess what? I love I was lucky when I was in the military. I always said every job I had was great, and then I got the next job, and that was great. And I've done some really amazing things. I've worked with Microsoft and Google, and projects together on that. So I've got to see some of the biggest of the big, and also worked with some of the smallest of the small companies. But when you work together to do something, it's it feels great because you're a piece of the whole machinery there. And whether
Yeah.
it's I enjoy it, whether it's a hockey team or a business venture or a vertical production.
Do you read reviews of the verticals you were in?
I see them, I don't seek them.
Okay.
So I see them as they come by, and it'll we've had some that were like, oh, it's burning up the charts, but I don't check to see, oh, where are we? It's Tarzan, if you would. I get the
Yeah.
vine, and then I look for the next one, and then I release that one and worry
Yeah.
about the one that's in my hand and look for the next one after
Yeah,
that.
yeah, yeah. So, what are your goals in acting you have left to reach or to do or stuff like that?
My one goal in acting was to be a series regular on a Hollywood production to do. Now, I've been a number of these, and I've been, the regular supporting actor, but on a true Hollywood production, reoccurring project. That's my focus. And everything I do, if I have to weigh it from this to this, it whatever gets me closer to that is what I want to do. So that's why verticals are great for me to do it. And I did my time as background, I did my time as day player, and guess what? I still do day player. When you don't have anything for a week or two, you're in a little bit of panic mode. And if there's a day player that somebody offers you and it helps out somebody in casting, I don't have a problem doing that. But you have to learn how to do that. Have to learn how to come on a set where they've been together for 5 or 6 days and you're just a new piece there.
What do you think, what will improve in this vertical space in the next year, or what will change?
Think the big thing of I'm curious to see how Hollywood gets involved with it, because all this has kind of been under the radar. Oh, it's going to go away, and I could see, like in the 50s where it was the soap operas. Oh, those soap operas aren't going to stick around. That's, on TV. Anybody who is doing movies or serious projects or that, nobody's going to watch those soap operas, and still they're still there. So many years later. So Hollywood's gonna make an impact on it. It could be positive or, or take it in a different direction. But I'm curious to see that, especially with the if it's a SAG union projects and where that puts us non-union people in the project and how that is. Do they make them better? Do they have more explosions and car chases and things like that? Maybe that makes some of them better. I don't know, but I'm definitely eating my popcorn and wanting to find out.
You're watching from the first row and eating your popcorn.
Watching from on the front of the camera, that's where I'm watching from. That's the only way to see it.
But that's exactly what I think, what in Europe makes vertical at the moment not so popular, because maybe we are not taking it so serious with the verticals that they will continue. You know what I mean? You know, we German people, as you, I think you experience yourself, we need organization, structure, and well-functional stuff. We are not kind of curious about taking a lot of risks. And
I'm
I
gonna make you
think,
older now.
yeah, and I think there are a lot of skeptical people here. So that's the reason why
In
it's
America
not
also.
so, what's not so common here. But we will see what
And
will.
people ask me, I see you're on set. Where can I see these? What? Okay, it's a vertical production. They're apps, and each one is on a different app. So it's not like I'm all on one to do that. And they're like, oh, okay, well, let me know when it comes to my theater. I'm like, you're going to have a long wait.
Never.
No, I understand that there's been a couple that they changed, and there's a term for it, which I wish I can remember because I saw it. It's like a horizontal and a vertical combined somehow, where they took a vertical and they recut it to be horizontal.
Drama Pops published a few weeks ago a vertical you can watch also in horizontal.
Okay, so that may be it, but
I think that will be the future more and more.
that's one step away from going to a theater,
Yeah, exactly. Or to other streaming platforms like Netflix
And
or stuff like that.
exactly.
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
theaters and the major cable networks, if they can figure out how to do that or shoot them both ways, then they do. And what's to say that the same directors and production don't do one where they literally just turn the camera
Yeah,
sideways
yeah.
and shoot the either the same project or a new project, and then they have a lot of experience. I think what I'm seeing is they take directors from other resources that have experience, and I'm working with directors for the second and third time also. So now it isn't their first vertical. It isn't their first
No, they
foray.
are more and more experienced now after the first 2 years. Absolutely.
So experienced cast, experienced, more experienced production, and hopefully better, improved writing. There's
Yeah.
nothing wrong with the writing, but if it all works, it's only going to equal some better projects.
Absolutely. We will see about that. Michael, at the end of every episode, I'm asking a 5-question quickie. Everyone the same 5 questions. So be prepared. No, just kidding.
Outside products.
As I said, I love to cook. I judge people by food. So what's your favorite dish?
Right now I'm on a guanciale is the
A
pasta
guanciale.
carbonara. Guanciale is the cheek of the pig.
Yeah, okay.
And if it's bacon times four, it's crazy. And I've heard that they're now putting it on pizza. So I am a Grinchali fan. Eat it with eggs and all different things.
So when you in Tuscany, I think you're in food heaven also when you're in Italy. Because I think that a lot of people needs to understand that pasta isn't pasta if you haven't eaten it in Italy
Yeah,
already.
it's a lot more natural. It's fresh. I also got to go to Tuscany's great. Got to go to Bologna and Emilia Romana, and that's the home of my favorite pasta is tortellini. So if they can ever figure out how to get guanciale and tortellini, I'm
you
gonna be
are
poor because I'm just gonna keep and fat, but happy.
that's, soul food. Soul food is
Do
always needed.
you have a favorite pasta format?
I do always self-made pasta because I have five chicken here in my garden, so I have my own eggs and I do pasta
Nice.
always myself. And I love lime pasta with scampis.
What kind of pasta?
Lime.
Like the fruit line. Oh, I never had that.
It's in
Interesting.
a recipe is in my cookbook.
All right, well, we'll have to. You look up mine on Amazon. I'll look up yours on Amazon, and
Yeah.
we'll see where
No,
we go from there.
it's you're doing the zest of the lime in the
Yeah.
pasta dough, and then in the it's kind of fresh cooked scampis and kind of broccoli. And over
So
that,
far, so good. Yeah.
the lime sauce, and then with parmigiano,
What's the structure of the pasta? Is it the strands like a.
tagliatelle.
Oh, the ties.
No,
Is it the
that's
boat?
fusilli.
Oh, the.
Tagliatelle is the long noodles, but this.
Flat.
No, it's flat, but it's. So it's not like the spaghetti, so small. It's a bit.
Wider.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
But strands.
tagliatelle.
I'm not a big strands guy. I'm the guy
No,
that gets in trouble
that's a
for.
tagliatelle. And
Okay.
that's with lime, scampi, and broccoli and parmigiano. Oh, it's
Sounds
so
great.
fresh, it's so great for the summer. It's so fresh in eating. I don't like, and what I'm cooking a lot, bolognese. A great spaghetti bolognese. Every night, every daytime. Breakfast, lunch, midnight snack, doesn't matter. When I lived in Milano, from a colleague of mine, the old nonna, the grandma, told me how and showed me how to make a really great bolognese.
So,
And a friend of mine here is breeding Galloways. So
yeah, what is it,
Galloways,
Gal?
Galloway is a cow.
Oh, okay. I'm from
T
Philadelphia. I don't know from cows.
a type of cow from
Okay.
Scotland. Scotland? Yeah, I think Scotland.
I
And
would say.
he breeds them super organic on big grass, stuff like that. No industrial food, nothing. And the meat of these Galloways in a bolognese. Oh, holy crap.
Yeah.
Really great. And I have a lot of,
Stop.
but I have 1,000 square feet garden here, so I'm harvesting my own tomatoes, my own onions, my own carrots, all which is needed for a great
Wow.
bolognese, I can harvest in my own garden, and then I make myself made pasta and the own breeded Galloway. It's the perfect combination.
That we interrupt this program to bring you a special commercial for all you billionaires who are listening out there. If you didn't hear that, she has her own garden. She cooks. She does some great things. So just letting you know. All
I
right,
can tell you, I
back to
can
our
tell
regular
you,
programming.
I can tell you, in my car downstairs, I'm preserving a lot of self-made things, chutneys, chilies, also tomato sauces.
Yes.
And to be honest, I was thinking about translating my cookbook into English.
You know what? I hate to tell you, it would probably take you a grand total of about 5 seconds to do it with an app that they
Yeah, with a
have, but you're going to
ChatGPT
have to
one.
proofread it. The toughest thing about that is proofreading it because it's going to do
Yeah,
some
but a
direct
good friend of
translations.
mine, she lived here also in Germany for 1 year. She's from Alabama. She's a German teacher at the Alabama University. So she can read it because she's really great in speaking German and English, and she has also the German version of the cookbook.
The other thing you could do, Michela, is you can literally be your own reader, voiceover reader, and just read a little bit at a time because you know the words. And it's always great when the author does it because you know what you want to
An
emphasize and they'll feel your
audiobook
excitement.
for cooking. Yeah, I was told lately, make content out of it, make videos. No.
If
No.
you did one recipe a month or one recipe a week and then scoop them all up and put them into something, then you have a audio video book or at least just the audio on it. There's lots of ways to go, but if you love that's where your passion is. You go, girl.
I'm a freestyle cook. I hate to cook after a recipe, to be honest. For me,
Oh,
it was
okay.
really hard. For me, it was really hard to get my cookbook done and write everything down because normally I'm at the oven. I'm, oh, okay. Oh, this. Oh, yeah. I'll try this one and this. Oh, how does it taste? Yeah. And it, so, and for me, it was totally hard to shit. How much did I put in?
Oh,
It
yeah.
was really hard. It was really hard to do it.
Hey, one other thing. I love bolognese too. And I love my tortellini bolognese. And I went to Bologna, where the
Yeah.
home of Bo it's where they get the name
Yeah.
bolognese is Bologna. And I couldn't find bolognese. Do you know
Yeah.
why? Do you know what bolognese is the in Bologna?
What?
It's ragu. They don't, literally, if you go and ask for pasta bolognese or tortellini bolognese, they don't have it. It's our ragu.
Yeah.
So just letting you know, if you get to Bologna and you want to taste the authentic things, it's our ragu, like ragu sauce.
It's kind of
That's
if you are
bolognese.
going to Napoli and you want to eat a pizza Napoli, you don't get a normal pizza Napoli like we knew here in Germany or stuff like that.
Exactly. But if you want schnitzel in Germany, you get schnitzel
Yeah,
and
but
wurst.
schnitzel is origin from Austria, not from Germany.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, there you go.
That's called a Wiener schnitzel, you know?
That's what that comes. How many times have I said that, not realized that that's what that comes from?
Wiener, it's from
Yeah,
Vienna.
that's for steak. Yes, Dankeschön.
Ein
Das ist
Wiener
einfach zu
Schnitzel,
sagen.
that's, and
Well, I'm
normally
not.
it's calf meat and no pork. The
Okay.
origin Wiener Schnitzel you can eat in Vienna with calf meat, and it's so delicious. So
I love all my schnitzels. Jaeger schnitzel
Oh,
and
yes, and Kartoffelsalat.
a Kartoffelsalat, the Deutsche Version. Yeah. And what's the red stuff that they have the schnitzel with, the
Zigeuner
powder?
Schnitzel. You what with the powder? You mean the Currywurst?
Currywurst. Yeah. Oh, it's Wurst, not
Yeah,
schnitzel.
it's
Sorry.
not schnitzel, it's Wurst.
Entschuldigung.
That's different.
Yeah, that's right. I can misspeak in five different languages. I'm not just stupid in English. I can
But
misspeak in
schnitzel,
German.
schnitzel. Not everyone can make a great schnitzel. Schnitzel is kind of. You need to know how to do it.
You better pound it. If you're going to do a schnitzel, doesn't it? Isn't that like the key part of it? It better be
Yeah.
pounded and pound it right. You can't just pound it. You have to
You
pound it right.
have to fry it, not to pan it. You have to
Oh
fry it.
no, pound it. You have to.
Yeah,
Don't you have to fly?
but then in the end, you don't have to do it in the pan without with only a bit oil. You have to
Yeah.
fry it so that
Oh.
It's getting more crunchy outside.
Fry schnitzel. And crunchy. Got
And
it.
calf meat, that's
It's
very
see
important.
page 57 on in your cookbook. And if you can put some guanciale in it, it will make it even crazier.
Then you would be the happiest man
Have
alive,
you
I
ever
see.
had guanciale?
Yes, I had.
Oh, okay.
Enough about the food. What kind of comfort movie? I learned a comfort movie. What kind of film or movie you like to watch?
I am a retro guy. I love the black and whites. I love
Casablanca stuff or what?
no Casablanca. You nailed it right on the head, kid. I mean, that's my favorite. Your mind reading too. Wow.
Yes.
It's pr impressive. No, seriously, I love the older movies, good and bad. I like bad because that's bad acting. I don't want to do
Yeah.
that. But some of the lines that they have in the dialogue back and forth,
Yes.
and how sharp that is, without things blowing up, without someone getting slapped, as you had said. So that's my comfort, is the channel out here is Turner Classic Movies, where they just show one after the other.
Yeah, classic movies are great. They are
And
really,
some of them are terrible.
and they never bore get boring. You can rewatch it over and over, and you never get bored about that.
That's
And what
it.
kind of music do you like? What style?
I'm stuck in the 80s, dear. My time in Germany was the late 80s, and that's when I was in high school and college, during the 80s. So I love my new wave, alternative 80s music, Depeche Mode, U2, things like that, Thompson Twins.
Did
I
you
used to.
ever love German music, Neue Deutsche Welle?
Yeah, there's see, but I'm very bad at knowing who the artists were and one of the
Nena
bands
and
I
stuff
like.
like that.
Yes. But I didn't know who they were, and now I'm learning that some of the bands, because we used to go to the dance places in Nuremberg, and it was like heavy dance music and techno pop and things like that. So yeah, I love all that. And what was cool is that Europe always had it kind of before it would be a hit in Europe, and then it would make it over eventually to the US,
Good
which is,
possibility to learn and improve your German if you're listening to German music.
I if, whether it's German or French, and a lot of times even English, I can't understand. So I have these words that I think appear, and then I listen to the songs. Even in English, I don't get it right. So
As
I would
long as
love to
they
be
are
able
putting
to.
you in a good mood, so what?
Yeah, that's the and the Italian song, "Perché ti amo," is the big one that you see all the crowds in Italy sing. So I'm trying to learn that. I vola vola, perché
Yeah,
posso ti amo,
I
e
know. I
vola vola,
know.
piano piano.
I
But
know.
again,
You
I
hear
just
it on
know.
every football game here when the Italians are around. You hear
And
it.
all the big piazzas in Rome and Florence and things like that, when there's a group of Americans and Italians together, that song gets broken out.
Yeah, that's good. That's really, I love that song. It's kind of a kind of good mood song.
It is. It's upbeat, and it's because I love you.
Yeah,
So there.
it's really I love I love that kind of music. It's like the same with the ABBA songs. I love listening to ABBA songs because every time they put you in a good mood. And to be honest, you know every song of them.
They have
It
so
doesn't
many
matter
hits.
which what which song drops, you know exactly which song it is and you can sing it along.
Just so you, for the guys, I don't like the ABBA songs because I
No, no
never
one
listened to
likes ABBA. But
them.
everyone
Yeah.
knows exactly the song
And
titles
listens
and
and
the
sings
text.
along. Exactly.
Yeah, I
Yep,
know.
guilty. Guilty.
I know.
Little kids get to see some, the one of their heroes in person at a like a theme park. We were talking about going to like Disney, and they get to see their princess, and it's like, oh, it's like, what about adults? We really don't have that. So if you can find someone that makes you something that makes you happy like that, and being in verticals is like that for me, being playing ice hockey. And the winning thing was I did it last week, where I was in LA for a vertical. I started out on set, and then I came and I played hockey in the same day.
Yeah,
So
that's perfect.
and if I only would have had Grinchali for dinner, it would have been the trifecta.
Well, Who
No
knows what
complaints.
will ha who knows what will happen?
No, and that's why you gotta do that. You gotta go to that concert when you can. You gotta make your verticals when you can. And
Yeah, that's it. You don't have to overthink the stuff. If it feels right, you have to do it.
carpe diem, as
Yeah.
they say. Oh, you're kidding. Well, there you go. Now I know. Jeez, you got a little flex on the sun's out, guns out with the muscles there. Just
Hello.
saying.
Yeah. I
Oh,
always,
that's
every morning when I'm doing my hair, I got this reminder for the day.
and that's the part of the blessing. Was that before or after your health
I did
situation
it
that you
in the
got?
rehab of the after my brain surgery. Because
Then
my grandmother always told me, Michaela, you're every night when you're going to bed, you have to feeling that you used your day. Not for working, not for, you have to, because I overworked a lot when I was young before my brain surgery. And my grandma always told me, Michaela, you have to live your life, not you work your life. You have to live and you have to use it. And I was always, I will do it later. And then my grandma died. She died before my brain surgery. And when I was lying in the hospital or before the surgery, the docs told me 50-50 that you will wake up after the surgery. And I swore, okay, when I will wake up, I will remind my grandma and what she was always saying, because as grandmas are always, she was right. And as a reminder, I got this tattooed in the rehab, and I did it here so that every morning when I'm doing my hair, I have this small reminder
Oh,
that
wow.
today it's the same motto, Carpe diem.
Carpe
That's the
diem.
reason why I have it here.
That's really neat. And again, congratulations on getting through all that and making a positive out of it.
Sometimes I don't know the reasons for things that happen to me, but I have to accept it. I have to accept fate, and I have to make the best out of it. So I'm trying, and we will see how life will goes. So.
Think you're succeeding. Don't between you, me, and the fence post. I think you're succeeding. Keep doing. Keep being you. And you're gonna be that billionaire.
Then I will produce my own verticals.
And then I will call you and say, "Remember me? I was the schmuck that talked."
Yes, I'm fine with that. Then you have the recorded episode, can see. Michaela, I told you.
Yep, there you go. And we'll be on set in your town or down the street from
Yeah.
wherever
We are
you
in Europe
find a
then on
studio.
set. We will do that. We will do that, Michael. Last two question. Which vertical would you advise to someone who's starting just watching verticals? Who would ask you, Michael, which one of yours should I definitely watch?
It was the oh, because they changed the name of
Yeah, I
it.
know.
It's now called The Return of the Hidden Chef Goddess. I was the presidential envoy in that. I have a
Do
lot,
you
and
know
it's
which
fun.
platform it was? Was it on Flairflow?
I could tell you in 2 seconds, Mr. IMDb will let you do that. Beep, beep, beep.
Was it the cooking one with Kirby in it?
Yes. And that's the we've had that before where we were talking about people trying to explain, what verticals, because a lot of times the crew will say, "Oh, I worked with you. It was the one with the millionaire and you had a daughter." And I'm like, okay,
Yeah.
that's down to
Nearly
about
in every one I have, I was a millionaire.
literally.
I think
All
it
right.
was on Flairflow.
I have it right here. Oh, Playlet.
Was it Playland? Okay.
It is Playlet for sure.
Okay.
And the good thing about that is too, is I got on the
On
cover
the
for it.
poster.
Yeah, that was my first poster. I have my little shrine to all my vertical things. So I have a copy of that printed out. And I have a
That's good.
football from a football vertical
Yeah, why
that I was
not?
in.
Last question, which genre you want to see more in verticals? Maybe new one?
Do to do One of the ones on my list is a cowboy. I like to go
The
retro.
Western one.
Let's see some westerns because there's a lot of things you can do with that. And I think that that would be cool to do. Period pieces. So I talked to somebody who was in a cowboy one, but it was modern day cowboys. So you could also
No.
do it that way. It's still
Yeah,
cowboy,
but we
but
need
it's
the
not
real
retro.
stuff with the sheriff and saloons and.
And that's the kind of thing where maybe the American ones, if studios get involved, that they may be able to expand into some of these markets more than just going, we go to so many of the same houses and the same sets.
Yes, I
And I watched
know.
the clips and I was like, I was just sitting there. I was, you know, we went to one last week and I was there literally the week before, the
Yeah.
same place.
But that's
So.
exactly the thing. New stories, new locations, kind of new fresh types in the ones. We will see what the next year will bring, Michael. I thank
There's a
you
lot.
very much for your time and for this great conversation with me. It
Wait,
was
we
really
just
a
started.
pleasure. No,
We just
we are
started.
talking already 1.5 hour, Michael.
It was definitely Michela. It was great to speak
No,
with you. And
not
it's my
Michaela. Michaela, please.
Michela.
No, not sh Michaela, please.
Michela. Michela.
Okay, you can try it till we meet again, Michael, okay?
Yeah, that's right. I have to go back to the drawing board on the practicing your name
Yeah,
again.
absolutely. Shall I send you a sound file that you can listen over and
Bitte
over?
sehr, bis ob Sie wollen und ob Sie können. Bitte sehr, brach das so viel.
Ich werde das tun. Ich werde das tun. Ich wünsche
Vielen Dank.
einen schönen Tag. Have a nice day.
Danke. Für dich also auch.
And it was a pleasure.
Viel Glück mit alles. Auf
Danke
Wiedersprechen.
ebenso.
Auf Wiederwählen.
Auf Wort?
Auf Wiederwollen. I'm making a verb until we vertical again. I went through all of Germany using that as puns, and I was
Okay.
apparently the only person because I would go to stores and say, Auf Wieder kaufen. I would at the restaurant, Auf Wieder essen. And no
Okay,
one
now
had
you're
ever done
saying
that
auf
before.
Wieder vertical. Ah, I got it. Okay,
Auf
okay.
Wiederwolle Köln. You have to make the verb out of it there.
Yeah, okay, I get it. I get it. I say simply thank you and goodbye.
Tschüssi. Ciao.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.